sweetest friend, the ship should be a special schus for every mamar and imi marasi. The initial smart says to Rashmos, Chanabas Chanabas, Alta Chanabas, Rav Meir Zev. In this week's parasha, in parasha Shmos, we see the pasuk describing Eretz Yisrael as an Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. B'charas Vama and Beis, we learn from this pasuk that the milk of a behemoth Torah is permitted by Achila. The Gemara in B'charas and Avav Amad Beis has a havamina to be matir the milk of an impure animal. The Gemara wants to understand the havamina. So the Gemara says that maybe it's because, since it's asi min achai, comes from something, a living being, and it's permitted, which is normally not, it's like an anomaly, normally it doesn't happen that way. So you see there's a big chiddush here. V'hai chalav, this milk is like evre min achai, and it's mutter. So you might think that bebehema tmeo, it's also mutter. Once you're already matir evre min achai by a regular animal, by a kosher animal, you're also going to be matir for a non-kosher animal, kamash malan. So explaining the havamina that milk should be aser ba'achila because it comes from a chai, we find in the achronim three biur, and we find the shach in Yerodea Pe'al of Sifkat Yud Beis, he writes kipshuto, that it's like evre min achai. It's going to be like Avram and Achai. So the Pasuk comes to teach us that the Pasuk only answered something that's gufo shel Achai, lo socha l'nevashim abasar. So it has to be living, and the milk isn't living. It's not gufo shel Chai. And he says that according to that, then mei chalav, which is the, when you're making cheese and you separate the food from the liquid from the food, so that's also going to be mutter because it's not Avram and Achai. After the pasuk was megala that you need something that's gufo shel chai, the Shara Melech in Perek Yud Zayin Meisur Ebi Alach Ches writes that the havamina is that milk is mamish Avram and Achai, and that it says losochal nevashim abasar doesn't mean you require dafka basar. It's telling you losochal aver ba'od nefesh nevashim abasar, don't eat a limb when the nefesh is together with the basar, which would also include milk. Because you don't need dafka basar. As long as the animal is alive and you're taking something from the animal, it's going to be asar. Al tzeivra min achai. From the Marit al-Ghazi in Bechoros, first perek, os beis, os kotin zayin, it emerges that the havamita asar milk would be because it's like basar min achai. You can't asar al tzeivra min achai. Because an Aver has to have Gidim and Atzamas, but at least be Aser Alts Basar Menachai. So that's the first approach, either Aver Menachai or Basar Menachai, the Plesi, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chasim Sofer, they all say that it can't be Aver Menachai, it's not an Aver, it's not Basar, but rather, you might think it's Aser Alts Eser Yotzei, just like the brine, the gravy of forbidden animals is Aser Alts Yotzei. So this is also, Chalab is also Aser Alts Yotzei, because it comes out of Aver Menachai. So Kamash Malan, that's mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's aser because there's an iser essay of zavalta chavachav zavalta velchalta. You have to shech before you eat it. If you didn't shech, then you can't eat it. And therefore, milk that comes out of an unshechted animal is an iser essay. So those are the three reasons you have a havamina to aser milk. Kamash Malan, the milk is mutter. So there's six nafgaminas that were brought by Moriv Rabbi Agon Agod Rav Chaim Meir Harwitz Shlita between these shitas, and it's even going to have to be a nafgamina lemaisa because there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch of meimei chalav that we mentioned before. That when you make the cheese and you separate them, the liquid from the food, so that milk is that liquid is called meimei chalav. So there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether it's one day it's mutter, one day it's aser. The Rosh HaPaskin said it's mutter. Ramban says that it's aser. The Urayim also says that it's aser. Because even though the Torah was matir, the milk of a behemoth tahara, but mei chalav, the water of milk is not included in chalav, and that the Torah wasn't matir. The Mechaber, as I said, brings both deos, and the Knesset Gedolah says that the Mechaber was choshish for the day that asered, and if so, there'd be an afkamina benogea lemeimei chalav. Milk in the end we pass in his mutter, but the nafkamina is legabe the meimei chalav. So one nafkamina would be linyan malchus, the shach, the shara melech, who hold that the havamina is alts evre menachai or basar menachai. So there's also going to be malchus, because in Isra Evre Menachai and Brasa Menachai there's malchus. So if we're drinking Meimei Chalav, there's malchus. Ladas HaPlesi, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chasim Sofer, that the Have me an aser milk is altiser yotze me'ever menachai. So then we come to the machlokas. Rishonim, if there's malchus and iser yotze, the Rambam says there's no iser. Perakim machalser is halachavav. Because like Chatzi Shir and Taisus is in Chul and Samach Dalit, that you get malchus for yotze. According to the Nod Behuda, that it's altiser yotze of. It's because of Esser Shein Zavuch. It comes out of an animal where there's an Isser Essay, there's going to be no Malkus, because there's never Malkus for Essays. So that would be one Nafkamina, the Havamin of milk, and the Maskana that Meme Chalav might very well be itself Asser. So the question is, you're getting Malkus for drinking it, and here you have the Nafkaminas between the various sheep. This is another Nafkamina. The Inyan Shaloka Derech Achila B'mei Chalav. Rabbi Kivegar in his Chedushin to Pesachim writes that Be'evar Menachai, since you're Chayiv, even if you eat Basar, Bahadeh, together with Gidim and Atzamos, so Achilas Atzamos is Shalok Kederach Achila. So even if you eat Basar Ha'ever Shalok Kederach Achila, you are going to be Chayiv. Just like the rest of the Ever, you're eating Shalok Kederach Achila, the Atzamos, you're eating Shalok Kederach Achila. So too, the basar part, you're also going to be chayv each shalok ederech achila. So according to this, the din is going to split up three ways. According to the Shara Melech, that the Isser Chalav is alts evim and achay. So even if you drink the milk, shalok ederech, you're going to be chayv. But according to the Rital Gazi, that it's alts basar min achay. So then if it's the Isser of basar, evim and achay, when you eat the basar of the evim, so then you don't have to eat it ederech achila. You can even eat it in such a way that it's, you know, it doesn't taste good or whatever it is, that it's not eaten in a normal way, because gidim and atzamas are also not derech achila. Nobody eats gidim and atzamas, and you still chayv or evim and achay. So to the basar of the evim and achay. But if it's just al basar and achay, so when you eat regular meat, it has to be, in order to be chayv, it has to be derech achila. So if you're going to say, like the Marital Gazi says, that it's al basar and achay, then you're not chayv shalok derech achila, because be basar and achay, lekulei alma, we require kederech achila. And here, if we say you're not eating it, drinking it derech achila, then you wouldn't be chayiv. But if you say that it's altz evrim and achayiv, then you would be chayiv, according to the Plesi. And those with him who hold that the Isser Chalav is altz yotze me evrim and achayiv, there we have a suffix. Are you chayiv for eating yotze shaloka derech achila? And lechora, it's tali in the machlokas achron and begeder Isser yotze. Is Isser yotze nidon kishema Isser shememenu yotze v'chamer kamoso? Is it considered as one, the same Isser as what it came out of? Or do we say, no, it's a shame Isser Chadash, it's an Isser Klali, Mikol Yotze Midvar Isser, Ayem B'Devei Reishis Bikurim, B'Bukharis V'Avam Be'i. So now, according to the Sad, that Yotze is Kishem HaIsser, Shib Menu Hu Yotze, so then we can say that it's Yotze Me'Ever Menachai. Ever Menachai is Asr Shalok Ederech Achila. So it's Dino Kishorish Isser, so also going to be Asr Shalok Ederech Achila. But those who hold that Yotze is not because of the shame Isser, but rather it's a general Isser. So if it's in a general Isser Klali of Yotze, so a new Isser, an Isser Mechudosh, then you're not going to be Chayiv Shalok Kederech Achila. And according to the Nod Behuda, then it's Alts Isser Yotze, Me'enu Zavuach, because it comes out of the Isser Essay of Enu Zavuach, it's Pashat that you're going to be Pater Shalok Kederech Achila, because the Isser Essay of She'enu Zavuach is only if it's Kederech Achila, but not Shalok Kederech Achila. That would be the second nafkamina. The third nafkamina would be Linyan ben Noach. According to the Tzad, that milk is usher out to Eivor Menachai or Basar Menachai. So since a goy is musar on Eivor Menachai and Basar Menachai, so he's also musar on milk. Velo od, but the alfusa that they learned in Bechoros to be matir milk to a Jew was said and not to a goy. So even after the alfusa that were matir milk for Jews, nevertheless, a goy is not, this is a big nafkamina, that a goy is not allowed to drink milk. But according to the Tzad, that milk is usher al tiyotze, so we can say that the goy is not musar on isser yotze, because the drasha about tmeim, lasser, tzirun, v'roch, ban li Yisrael, namra, v'lol v'nei noch, the isser, the asser, the brine, that the gravy is only set to choose, and not the goyim. So therefore, for that, according to that, a goy would be allowed to drink milk, v'kol shkein latzat shecholov, asser mishum yotze, mi isser she'enu zavuach, kevin sheben noach, is not musar b'chlal al shchita, so he has no isser essay of she'enu zavuach, so therefore, according to that, he'd be allowed to drink the milk. The Plesi in Simen Pei Aleph. So if Sivkot Zion asks, why don't they prove in the Gemara that Chalav Behematar is mutter from the fact that Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom gave milk to the Malachim that looked like him like Arabs, and if we say that Chalav is Aser, how was he machshil them? So it must be that you're allowed to drink milk. And he writes that since the Tzad Aser milk is because of the Jerusha of Hatumeim, that it's an Isser Yotze from something impure. So that's only for Jews. But for B'nai Noach, that for them there's no Jerusha, they're not going to be Aser B'Cholav. So therefore there's no proof there in the Gemara that Cholav of Behema Tahara is Mutter, because there it's talking about non-Jews. The only Tzad to Aser it is for Yisrael, but not for non-Jews, so he's allowed to serve it to them. But it's still Shever according to the Tzad that holds that Chalav is also out to Avraham and Achai. According to that, how is he matir? How is he matir this Avraham and Achai for those who thought were Bnei Noach? So we can say that since we say in Sanhedrin that you can't have something that's mutter for Yisrael and for Ben Noach is Aser, so after the Torah was matir milk for a Jew, it's mutter also for a Ben Noach. So don't tell me that milk is going to be usher for a non-Jew, because you can't have something that's mutter for us and usher for a ben noach. So even if you hold it's outside for menachai, but you're still going to be matter to bnei noach because it's mutter for us, and therefore it has to be mutter for goyim as well. Now Rish Lakish and Chul Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph, he doesn't hold it this klal. And L'chor, the Rambam also doesn't hold to this klal in the ninth parak of Hilchos Malachim, Malacha Yud, and Malacha Yud Gimel. Ve'erichu b'zeh achronim. So according to that, again, L'chor Rechelech, the milk of a behema will be asurf to a ben noach. If you don't hold to the klal that if it's mutter for us, it has to be mutter for them. Chasim Sofer writes that from the fact that Avraham Avinu gave milk to the Malachim, from there you can prove, this is in Yerodeh and Simen Yotes, they looked like Arabs, so from there you can see that milk is Mutter L'Bnei Noach. But he writes in Simen Ayin Gimel that you can't prove from Avraham Avinu giving them milk, because maybe it was milk that was milk from the animal after Shechita, and therefore there's going to be no more Avraham and Achai. But even according to what he says in Simen Yotes, that it's Mutter, there's still an Afkamina, then Yin Meimei Chalav L'Bnei Noach, because all you can learn from Avraham Avinu is the Chalav, and not Meimei Chalav, that Ladas Haramban Vayireim, that Meimei Chalav is not included in the Heter of milk. So according to the Tzad, that Isser Chalav is Avraham and Achai, the din will be that B'nei Noach or Aser B'Meimei Chalav. And you don't have the svara of Meek immediately swell Shari L'Goy Aser, because Meimei Chalav is Aser also to a Jew. So it turned out that we can't drink Meimei Chalav and Goy can't drink Meimei Chalav. Don't prove from Avraham Avinu, we gave them regular milk. Now, Chasim Sofer there writes that even those who hold that we paskin like the svara of Mika immediately, Yisrael Mutter L'Noach, we also, you can't have something that's Mutter for a Jew and Aser for a Goy. If it's Mutter for us, it has to be Mutter for them as well. Nevertheless, the Beitza of a Treifa, which for a Jew is also Aser, we're now that he debated the middle of the egg of a Treifa, Alts Treifa, so Memela it's going to be Aser to a Ben Noach, Alts Avraham and Achai. Because since it's part of the limb, it came off the came out of the animal, so it's like Avraham and Achai, and this beitza, and therefore it's going to be usher for a goy to eat this beitza's treif. And according to this, according to the tzad, that if we say the Isser milk is al tzeivra min achai and not al tziotzei, so then the chalav of a behemah treifa is also going to be asr to a ben noach, because there's going to be no svar of miga midi, because it's asr for a Jew al tzisr treifa, just like there's no svar of miga midi when it comes to a beitzis treifa, because it's asr for us, therefore it's also going to be asr for them. So it's going to be asr for them al tzeivra min achai. You can't say that it's mutter for us, and therefore it has to be mutter for them, because for us it's asr al treifa. So for them it's going to be asr al tzeivra min achai. So, according to that, the din will be the same thing with milk. The milk of a behemah treifa. Since for us it's aser, al treifa, for them it's going to be aser, al tzeivra min achai. If, according to the tzad, that milk is aser, al tzeivra min achai, that'd be the hava mitad aser milk, and we have a special pasuk to be matirid for us if it's a kosher animal, but if it's not a kosher animal, we don't have such a pasuk, and memela, it goes back to the iser of eivra min achai, and therefore the goy would not be allowed to drink it if it comes from a treifa, because it's aser for us also. But if so, yesh lahakshas kushim mechudetas, then we have to ask a sharp question. According to the son of the Noda Yehuda and the Chuvas Noda Yehuda, Tinyan Eben Ezra Membez, that Bibnei Noach, we don't go after Rov, because the Pasuk was Megala, that the Rov is only for Jews, and not for Bnei Noach. We've discussed this in previous Shirim, that the Rov only is for Jews. So according to that, B'chol Behema, that it's not a treif is only out to Rov, as we see in Chulin Yud Aleph. So if so, a goy, that we don't go after Rov for him, the din will be that every behemah you have to be choshish for treifa. So according to that, the milk of a behemah treifa is asr lebnei noach. So be'etzem, all milk is going to be asr, because you always have to be choshish that the animal is a treifa. You're going to say to me, no, follow the Rov. And the answer is, for a goy, we don't follow Rovs. And there's going to be no svara of Mika Midi Dil Yisrael Mutu L'Nachri Aser, because this isn't a din prati, it's a din klali, that B'nai Noach, they don't have a din of Rov. So therefore, when you talk about specific halachas, you can't have a specific halacha that for us it's mutter, for us it's mutter, and for them it's aser. But when you talk about a general rule, they don't have Rovs. So since Goyim can't be somech on a Rov, because that's a chiddush just by Yisrael, so it would come out that any time you have an animal that's that any animal that gives out milk, you have to be choshish, it's a treifa. And we said milk is aser al tzeivra min achai. According to that, sad that it's aser al tzeivra min achai, is the goy not allowed to drink it? So if it's a kosher animal, so it's a mutter for us, it's a mutter for them. But again, they can't be samech on rovs. So they don't have kosher animals. For them, you don't. You can't assume it's kosher. You have to assume it's not. And maybe they would be allowed to drink the milk. Al tzeivra min achai. And if that's true, then how did Avraham Avinu give them alachim to drink? If a guy is not allowed to drink any milk. Now, according to the Chasim Sofer, it's not shver, because he holds in the Tshuvas in Chelik Vav, Simon Chav Hei, that Beben Noach, Lekuli Alma, we say Sveik Adarais Lekula. So even if we don't go after Rov Behemoth, nevertheless, it's still a Sufik. So you don't need to come onto Rov to be Maturit. They're going to be Mutri. Even if you don't have a Rov, even if you just have a Sufik, he holds that for a Sufik, we do go Lekula. But of course, if you hold that Beben Noach, Lekuli Alma, Sveik Adarais Lekumra, like the Darkei Tshuvas, Simon Samach Besiv, Kut Yud, brings like that from the law ruim, so Hadri Kushtel Gut Duchta. So they have to be Machmer and Sveikas. They also don't have Rov. You have to be Choshish, the animals at Treifa, and then it should be us, or Al Tzeivra Min Achai. So those are three Nafkaminas, and we still would like to list three more Nafkaminas, two more Nafkaminas. Actually, three. We said six, so. Three is half of six. So I'm hoping that in the next year, Be'etzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will believe to see those. And in the meantime, we saw an aflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.